Thank you very much, Afia. We're going to just go right into it now. We have with us Phil Botwinnik. I always butcher this poor man's name, Botwinnik, who is with us tonight. We're going to lay down the ground rules for this forum and for the candidates. We ask everyone to listen carefully. You will find that this is a continuation of the process and the forum that were used previously in other debates and forums that were held in other locations. And we want to follow that and give everyone a fair chance. So Phil is going to lay out the ground rules. He and I will moderate. And again, remember, we do have refreshments in the back, including some wine, and there will be an opportunity for you to converse and mingle with the candidates and ask them additional questions if you like in the back. But this program will end promptly at 9:30. We will have 45 minutes to an hour in the back, but we are out of here at 10:30. Thank you so much.
Hi, can you all hear me? Great. The way it's going to work is we're going to take four
This one. You should use this one.
Can you hear me? Okay, that's fine. I'm not a public speaker, and any help you can give me is fine. We're going to work it this way. The candidates are going to come up four at a time, and we're going to do it in alphabetical order. So it's just a mix of who's ever here right now. And if any candidate has come in and hasn't checked with me, just come up and let me know that you've come in late or inform them when they come in. The way it's going to work is you're going to have each candidate will have 3 minutes to make their statement. We'll do the four candidates. And then we're going to open it up to questions. We're going to take 3 questions from the audience. We're going to go out with the microphone. So whoever raises their hand up, we'll walk over to you at it. You have a minute to ask the question. So get to your question is the whole thing. Because after the minute's up, if you haven't got to your question, we're moving on to the next person just to keep the flow of tonight going. After that, the candidates have the rest of the 7 minutes because it'll be a 10-minute period. In that 7 minutes, the candidates have 2 minutes each one to respond to the question. They can choose one of the 3 questions. Nellie and I will keep notes of what the questions are, and just because it's three questions at the time. What we're asking is the candidates and the audience to be respectful of each other and to just enjoy the evening as such, because it's really important to have that energy in the room. So we're going to get started with the first four, and.
Excuse
me, sir. Is there a
point of information? Yes, Miss.
22. Right.
Exactly.
That's fairness. Sure. Vincente, Panama.
We ask that you take your seats here. That's what we have to choose.
Maribard. Maribard. Rachel Barr. And Carolyn Burden. As you guys, I have the timepiece, so just keep your eye on me, and I'll give you a minute warning when you're at the end of that period. And I'll try not to just cut you off when it gets to 3 minutes, but I'm going to let you know it's up.
Phil, where are you going to be?
I'm
going to
sit
in the So, you should go in the order in which your name was called, Panama, and please take the mic.
Well, actually, I was called out of order because my real name is Panama. Okay, so, but since they brought me up, I will start now by saying that I am very proud to run with the Justice and Unity 2003 slate and support all of what the slate stands for. That is the reason why I am here. I was a member of the local advisory board by appointment. I'm one of the people that was actually arrested at the station because they refused to allow the listeners to take part in a local advisory board meeting. The job that we began is a long way from over. I want to make some some points very clear, because I've heard some issues being raised before and some distortions of fact. We fought, and we believe, and we know the fight is not over for inclusion in New York and around the country. There are about 20 million potential listeners in the New York area. We come from every part of the globe. We are gay, we are straight, we are disabled, we are young, we are younger, we are older, and we need a place where that diversity can become included, so that people, as people, learn to know who each one of us is as people. That is what bringing people together is. We are living in some very serious times. The world has changed dramatically since 9/11. The powers that be have run amok internationally. And the people who suffer the greatest brunt of that running amok are the people without a voice. WBAI Pacifica were created to provide that voice. It was not created to provide a voice for the white middle class. It was created to provide a voice for the voiceless. We need to be very specific about resolving the financial crisis by including all those people who right now are not a part of the WBAI mix. We in the local station board can create committees to deal with the financial crisis, to do independent fundraising, to help the station management work with them to raise the funds to make WBAI everything and anything that it could and should be. Thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mara Bart, and I was... Oh.
Is this small one? Is this one here?
Okay. All right. Don't count them. my name is Mara Bart, and I run in for the local station board as a Latina, as a woman, as an independent. When I came from this to this country in the 70s, because in Argentina was a dictatorship, you know, people were dying there, were killed by the government, and it was terrorism of state. And unfortunately, this terrorism of state was supported by the foreign policy of this government at that time, for the administration. And so when I left my country because of persecution, and when I came here, my English still is not good, I know that, and still I have an accent, but it was worse than today. And so it was, but with the effort, the only radio, the only voice that I found was WBAI. And for me, was my salvation, because I think that without WBI, I wouldn't have been able to survive in this country because I was an immigrant and I didn't have too many opportunities. I didn't know too many people, good people, like all of us are here. Because that's what I consider, that we have to forget our difference. We have something much more important than that. We have to save this WBI because it's the voice that is going to carry our message. You know, we are talking here about WBI, and in the meantime, our country is on a war. On a war, and I have invaded a country without any reason, I believe. And so what I want to say is that maybe we look different from outside, but inside of us, all of us have the same struggle. And the struggle is not the color. The struggle is a class struggle. This we have to get together and forget our difference and be there. I just want to say something about my curriculum, my statement. And one of the things is that the U.S. military machine has taken an enormous power in this country. And, you know, they are using our children to go to war. They go to the schools to register our children. We should oppose that. What right the militaries have to go to our schools to take the children? We have to offer these young, these youth, the opportunity to come to WVI.
Good evening. My name is Rachel Barr, and I'd like to thank everyone for coming out here tonight, and I'd like to also thank the Harlem Tenants Council. That's the name, right? You're very welcome. Thank you. I've been a listener and member for over 20 years, that is, to WBAI, and the reason or reasons why I believe I would be a good member of the local station board, the new name, is that because for over 10 years I volunteered mainly for the current PD of the station until 2 years ago when some say a silent coup occurred at the station. Many producers say that. And I also was paid as a temporary employee during fundraising drives and ran the tally room. And I got to know many aspects of the radio station, from technical aspects, budgeting, hiring, job postings, premiums, marathons, programming, producing, FCC regulations, and many other aspects. Due to my unique knowledge of what goes on behind the scenes of BAI, I believe that I can offer a unique perspective. In addition, I believe that I would also make a good LSB member because I have knowledge of certain things listeners are not told about. The listeners, that's you, who pay the salaries of the people who work at the station, including the administration and the staff members, those producers who are paid. The certain things that listeners are not told about, even on the monthly report to the listener. We just had one last week, I believe, at some point, and I don't know about you, but I listened to it and taped it, and I was very disappointed. I believe that in addition to keeping BAI going with money, there needs to be a program for children by children. I'm an educator. I'm a teacher of children up to the elementary school age, and I'm unemployed with 2 degrees. What's wrong with this picture? There needs to be a children program for children by children, going down as low as third grade or younger, which deals with issues other than the current education program. Gotcha. And also programs for older adults, and a program which deals with other issues. And the program director often says that there isn't enough time on the weekly program grid. Programs take turns. Other programs can take turns as well. I also have many other ideas about how the station can raise funds without costing the station money. And I'm 43 years old. I have done volunteer work for Democracy Now! I used to live in Cuba. And when I lived there, I did work for the shortwave radio station there called Radio Havana Cuba. And with the help of Robert Knight, reported live from Cuba the day Elian Gonzalez came home. And I was very instrumental in getting Elian returned to Cuba. Is the finger going up again? Okay. I've taught in the Department of Ed. I'm bilingual in Spanish. And don't forget to vote. Make your money count. You are the listeners. You pay the salaries. I finished before time. I'm going to hand out to you, for those who want, my statement that you can get on. I know. I'm going to shut up now, Nellie.
We just want to, yeah. But remember, you can talk that thing.
I know.
Good evening, people. I'm Carolyn Burden, and I'm not good at the mic. Thank you. I'm Carolyn Burden, and I'm running with the listeners and staff for Progressive Elections, which is a slate of 12 people. We are 13, right? Sorry about that. And we're working very hard to bring a lot of changes to the station. My own personal, let me give you a little bit about myself. I teach English. I've been teaching for, I'm ashamed to say, over 40 years. So you can do the math on my age on that one, teaching a community college at this point, although this year I'm off. And I've gotten involved in WBAI. I've been involved since about 1999. I was one of three of the LISPROG members who were plaintiffs in the listeners' lawsuit. And that was the lawsuit that brought us to this point, where we are today, with elections. That was only the beginning. And I think what we have to deal with now is the need at the station for massive changes in the sense of structural changes that will enable people to work with transparency and accountability. We don't have, and we're going to have, oversight, and we need to have some responsibility from people at the station. We need to know where the money's going, and we'd like listeners to be able to have access to that information. We need to know how new programs get chosen, how old programmers get taken off the air. There has to be a process. People must understand what it is, and we cannot afford to have people doing things arbitrarily and without any accountability. This is a serious issue. So I'm concerned about the money. I'm concerned about all the things probably that every other candidate is concerned about. What we are concerned about, though, especially this particular slate of people, is putting in structures and processes that are visible and transparent, and that people can actually see how things work. I think that whatever else happens, we must be able to have some accountability on that. So I would like to ask you to make sure and vote. I don't have any paper, but we are on the internet. A list of our principles and so on is available in the back. And above all, make sure you get at least two other members to vote with you, because we need to reach that quorum. That is really crucial. We must have 10% of 19,685 voters to cast a vote in order for the entire election to be validated. So don't be intimidated when you get this ballot with all those empty spaces. Fill them out and send it back. Thank you.
We want the candidates to remain where you are because we have 10 minutes, and I'm going to do an Oprah number here. Robin here.
That's Madison.
Say your name. questions that was here. One was about the alleged Christmas coup. You understood that. The second one was about the financial situation at WRAI and what do you expect to do about it. And the final question, you got that one because that was the last one. I don't have to repeat that, right? What were the powers of the local advisory board? What are the powers of the local advisory board? So, and how do you plan to employ those?
All right. Robert, that he's having a conversation with IELTS, so I wanted to hear the answer.
Why don't you
have my time here? And we were asked a question to let
you don't have all the
five or two months.
Robert. I know that's you. Some of the powers of the LSB, in terms of, I don't like to use the word power, because when I think of the word power, no matter what it's in relation to, I think of the people, because this is supposedly the listener's radio station, because your money is involved, so is mine. But since it specifically deals, your question that is, with the LSB, and since I'm running for this thing, you know, this new thing dealing with elections and stuff. One of the powers, such as it is, for about LSB is evaluation of both the PD and the GM. And that means evaluation of the PD, okay? And this person hasn't been evaluated. Program director, sorry, Ruth, hi. What? I'm sorry. Is that better? Thank you. And this has not been done in a long time. So I think that's a first step. I think for him, where are you? Hi, how you doing? And in answering your question, and I'll let Carolyn answer because you just both of us left. I think that the first thing that has to be done is taking care of all the people who are still calling. Well, that's too loud for me. That are still calling in response to not having gotten their premiums from whenever they haven't gotten their premiums and addressing the financial crisis. I think that there has to be some outreach specifically to the people who have, for whatever reasons, and I don't personally have this information, but the station should. Going out to those people by mailing, by phone calling, by emailing perhaps if the station has that information, and asking why.
Did you say 20 seconds?
No.
I just wanted to clarify. Okay. And the next. Okay.
Yeah.
And asking why BAI has lost that percentage of its money in terms of the pledges, okay, that haven't been paid. That's certainly one aspect of that to look at, and I have to.
Okay,
but we can talk later.
Okay. I believe the next question was specifically asked of Carolyn Bearden, as I understand that.
I think you asked about the money, administrative, right? Well, one of the things I think we do need to do is to improve the administration at the station. It's a business. And it needs a bit of streamlining. So we need to be much more efficient in the way in which it's run. And I know that what has already been done is to try and reduce some of the paid staff, which is really painful. But I think the original BAI was much more of a volunteer culture. And I'm afraid if we're going to survive on our present financial base, we need to increase the volunteerism at the station and make better use of our paid staff. Make sure that the paid staff is in essential operations. Some of the other things that we need to do is to broaden the financial base. So instead of offering five premiums at $250, we need to offer a lot of premiums at $25 and triple and quadruple the people who are able to join the station for a lower amount. With a larger financial base, we will get not only more listeners, we're building the future in terms of donations as people's incomes come up. I think that's really crucial. I think we need to look at what we're doing now with the premiums. I must say you asked me what I would do. Let me also say what I would not do. I don't want BAI to be in a position ever of depending on foundation grants, more federal money, or any of the income solutions that have been proposed that will tie us into commercialization. Tie-ins with other organizations, I think it's dangerous. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around, and we're going to end up paying for those ties and grants and foundation grants. So I'd like to stay clear of those and depend on the listener base. The station is meant to depend on listener base, and I think that's really crucial.
I think you asking me the question, or that I said there was an alleged coup. I know there was a coup. I spent 3 days in jail for it, being a diabetic, so there was no coup. Okay, yeah, having gotten that out the way, I don't look at the question of the local station board as powers so much as challenges that the station board faces. I think that we need to build a cohesive local station board, because I know from the experience that we just went through how much it tore it about apart and how it helped paralyze a lot of the things that we could have accomplished. Okay, we have a financial responsibility, but I would say that before I stand in front of anybody and give you a program for resolving the financial crisis, we need to study what is the real financial crisis. You know, I can't sit and stand here in front of you and tell you, for example, well, we're going to streamline, when you're running a very unique radio station that already runs on a lot of volunteer energy. Now, at the same time, if you employ a human being, that human being should be protected as a worker. That human being should be compensated as a worker, should have all the benefits of a worker. If the fact that someone is a progressive human being does not give him a discount or her a discount when you got to pay the rent, pay the food, pay the electric bill. So we have to be very real here about how we function. It'd be very easy to just say, oh, yeah, streamline. Okay, I think that we need to look at the problem seriously. I think that the question, while we cannot, for example, dictate to the station manager or the program director about programs, okay, very quickly I'll say this. I think that we can be very effective in developing policy that will demand inclusiveness in programming. Thank you.
Let's give a round of applause for the first four candidates.
Oh, and by the way, the mic is now working, so it'll be a little bit better the second time around.